Well, hi, folks. Hope this finds everyone getting along just fine. If I happen to sound a little bit odd here, or maybe my voice is a little bit deep down in my chest, I just got up from my afternoon nap. And thought I'd go ahead and get started a little bit here on this tape. I don't know how long I'm going to work at it. I got me a good cup of that Louisiana coffee that I told you about that cost me that burn on my hand here a while back. So hopefully that'll wake me up here in a few minutes. And speaking about my hand, I think I told you that I was making this coffee, or did I? Well, I don't think so. I guess I better tell you that then. I don't think it was on that last tape I sent. I do know that I told you about the Louisiana coffee that Sid and Sue left me. Anyway, the other night I was making a pot of it, and so after I'd come home from work, and Judy had, she's learned to make a real good German schnitzel dinner at your, well, what we call back in the States, breaded veal. Cutlet type thing, but only much better the way they make it over here. But anyhow, I thought, got about halfway through my meal and thought, boy, I'd sure like to have me a good cup of coffee after this. So I got to put the hot water on. Then later, I make it out of one of those drip drain pots. I think I might have told you about that. Sid left, or Sue left me her old coffee pot. And after the water, of course, gets to boiling real good, why I took and got up and started to pour it in. Well, I did pour it into the pot, and of course, the top of it is open, similar to the same type coffee pot, Lou Hun, that you have there, only one of the old-fashioned type. And I took that and started to set it back on the stove, and in the little apartment type stove we have over here, you have to have something with a large base on it before you set it down. Of course, I knew that, and but you can set it on there if you're real careful. And I went to set the pot back on, and boy, she tipped right back on me and went all over my right hand from about my elbow all the way down. Of course, the back part of my hand and my wrist got the worst part of it. And needless to say, it did smart just a little bit. And after it was over with, of course, after a couple of days, it was pretty sore, and the skin all peeled off of it, and it blistered up quite a bit. But I'm finally over that now, and back in good shape again. Of course, I'm still drinking the coffee, and I've got me a cup, as I mentioned, right now. I guess you're a little bit shocked getting another tape here, wondering what's going on. All at once, you've gotten several tapes here, about like we used to make them before. But I told you I'd get back on the stick here again and start getting a few out, and I still hadn't gotten any from you. And the only thing I can figure is that maybe your tape recorder is not working again, or something's wrong with it. And I've got a little problem now with mine that just developed the other day. The bottom channel on the other track, so you know, I've explained all that to you on mine. It's not picking up the sound or recording. You can't record on that sound, that particular side, rather. So this one here is working real fine, but I guess I'll have to take it out and, excuse me, go downtown and get her checked in. I guess there's a little wire or something. I pick up sound in several places on it when you fool around with the knobs, but it's just not working properly. So I don't think I'll have any problem with it, or any major problem, rather. Doesn't appear to be too serious, as long as I'm getting some reading with my needle down there. Why, I guess it's some wire that's not connected up good, or it's come loose, or something like that. Well, don't get too excited now about this little tape. Again, it's about I think all total somewhere around close to maybe 800, 900 feet. This is one of those thin ones, but still, it's a lot of tape. So you'll have a little bit here to listen to. If I can think of anything of importance or anything that might be interesting for you to hear, I do have a couple of things that I do want to pass on to you. I might get those out of the way first here while the boys are not around the house. Tim, he's in bed asleep right now. Like I said, I just got up myself. I took an afternoon nap, I guess somewhere around about 2:30 or 3, and slept for a couple hours, so it's right at 5 o'clock now, and I feel pretty good. Let's see. As far as today's concerned, just start with that. This afternoon, I went out on a range again, Jim, and shot my shotgun, and took Tim out with me. Scott, he went to the movies. Tim didn't want to, and she's still shooting as good as ever. That's just the second time I've had it out, and then I shot up the other box of shells that I've had, or that I had rather. I have to go over and pick me up a few more, maybe if I get a chance to go over there tomorrow. Probably take the kids and the family out somewhere tomorrow afternoon, maybe go for a little drive. I don't know, we hadn't talked about it yet or said anything what we'd do. But let's see. Thing I want to mention to you first of all, as we normally do, and I'm sure you all in the same case, we've got the boys pretty well fixed up for Christmas, and I'll tell you a few things that we've got them, and I think maybe what I'll do here is tell you to forego those items that I mentioned to you about on their car set, with the exception of one thing. If you would get them, the speed control set, get them each one, the one that I told you about. And I think all total that stuff came to about $20, but I don't think really I've got enough stuff for them to set up and run their cars on and enjoy it and have a good time, and I'll set it up for them again Christmas, of course. But if you'll get them that speed control set, why, that's all they'll need. And because we've got them some pretty good stuff this time, and it's just one of those things, you know, you see things you want to get, and you end up going ahead on it. At least I guess I might say that I'm the one on it, because I've been wanting to get them a set of skis now for some time, and that's what we've got for them, in addition to a few other things. Let me go get me another cup of coffee here, and I'll be right back. That's pretty quick, wasn't it? You can't tell how long you're gone when you lay one of these down. What, coffee's good. Anyway, telling, of course, and I'm real pleased anyway that we did get on the skis. I want to talk just a little bit easy here, just in case Timbo may get up. But I took off yesterday, which was Friday, and let's see, today is the would be the 7th, 8th. Yeah, today's the 7th. Took off yesterday, and Judy and I went over to Wiesbaden. It's about 40, 50 Ks from here, or rather, well, that's about 35 miles from here, and up on the other side of Frankfurt. And I had kind of thought about giving up the idea of getting them skis, because it would be a little bit expensive. At least I thought that's what it would be. You know, time to get the shoes and everything else they need. The sticks, or that you push yourself, I don't know what you even call them things, but so went over there, and they had snowshoes on sale. And the snowshoes were $5 a pair, children's. And that did it. And I've been wanting now for a couple of months and been thinking about, you know, getting them skis like I talked about. So anyway, I told Judy, I said, well, let's just go ahead and get them. So I got them a set of snowshoes, even though they weren't with us to try them on. I do know they're big enough for both of them. And Tim, he can wear Scott's shoes anyway because his foot is so daggone wide. So we got him a set of snowshoes, and maybe even they could be able to wear them next year. We got them two sizes bigger than their foot, see, because time you put a big sock on and everything else, why, I'm hoping they're going to fit them real good. Scotty, I'm almost sure he won't have any problem, but here again, it's the width of Tim's foot that more concerned with, but even they're two sizes larger for him than the size he's wearing now. Well, maybe that width will be okay. But anyhow, a couple of Sundays ago then, we went out shopping to Frankfort on Sunday and had the boys with us. And they did have the skis up there that I wanted to get for them. And so we went by Frankfort PX and bought them their skis. And they're a real cute pair of skis. They've got all the thing that locks in your foot, you know, it's got a safety lock in it where if they fall or something, why it should the shoe is supposed to come out of the ski. And it also had the sticks with it that went with the skis. And so we got them those, and like I say, they're going to be tickled to death with them because they have been wanting to set themselves. And we'll have some snow here, plenty of snow. We should be getting some here just any day now because we've really been having some real good or real cold weather this past week. Well, so anyhow, and of course, Scott, boy, he's been wanting a set of drums. And we finally decided, well, we'll get him his drum. And we got him a real good drum out of Sears and Roebuck catalog. And Judy sent a letter off, told him to airmail it back. And we've been pretty good. She's a couple of things she's ordered. I don't think we'll have any real problem in getting it. But it's a good drum. And she got him a cymbal with it and the sticks and what have you that he's supposed to have. Well, now along with that, of course, Tammy's been wanting a guitar. Well, they had some real nice little guitars up in the Frankfort PX. So yesterday also, while we came by to pick up their skis, I got Tammy this guitar. He can handle it. He can move his fingers around on one pretty good, so I'm going to jump in. He's going on 7 years old now, and it's possible that he could learn. And this is a real good little guitar. It's one that's made over here. It's a famous name guitar from here. So we bought each one of them their gift there that they wanted. And then, let's see, well, the skis, Tim, the guitar. They've been wanting a camera, and we got them a camera apiece. And then that daggone tape stopped in a little bit, and I had to start it over again. It might have slowed down if you heard something kind of drowned out there. But then we've got him some other things. Thing keeps stopping, Jim. A little tight there somewhere. That thing just keeps stopping, Jim. I don't know what's causing. I'm a tape stopping here. That thing's sticking a little bit, Jim. I don't know what's making it do that. I got my finger on it here trying to keep it going. Well, I've got some company that just came in, so I'll change from that particular subject. I'll go on with something else.
And Tim's over here. Tim won't come over and talk to Jim. They ain't living. Trace and Jen.
Trace and Jen.
Okay. Did you want to know where Miss Fraley's daddy was?
Miss Fraley's daddy was?
Right here I am.
Right here I am.
You want to say hello? That's Timmy's Uncle for Jim.
Timmy's Uncle for Jim.
Say hello. Say hi. This is our little friend that lives down next door, Jim. She's a little bashful right now. She hadn't been here but a couple of weeks. But she'll probably be talking on here before too long. Don't want to talk.
Don't want to talk.
Okay. Want to say hi? Kind of sleepy?
Kind of sleepy?
Daddy told you that we've been out on the range shooting shotgun today. I'm still turning this thing a little bit. I hope it's coming out okay. I don't know. Can you figure out what's causing that? I'm getting it. I'm sure it's in the reel, though. That's what's causing it. It's not quite strong enough to keep it pulling off. Maybe something inside the tape recorder I need to take this thing and get it cleaned out. Of course, this large reel I have on the right-hand side maybe be a little bit too much to pull the other one off or something. I don't know. We'll get it on. Go ahead and run it out here. Well, let me shut this off now for a few minutes, anyhow, partner.
Well, listen, I think I'm going to go ahead and...
Planning this trip.
Well, hello, folks. Well, hi, folks. I finally got back to this thing. It's a couple of days later here. I can't now remember just exactly when I started this thing, but I believe it was about 2 or 3 days ago. Today's the 9th, and it's about 15 minutes to 11 right now. That's at night. I've been fooling around here most of the day and started 2 or 3 times to finish this thing up to you, but I just didn't get around to it. Incidentally, I'm taking a few days leave this week. I won't be going back to work until Monday. Primarily as a result of I'm changing jobs right now. I may have mentioned this on this tape. I can't even recall if I did on the other side or not. But I'm going up to Brigade as the Brigade S3. That's what we call operations and training, Jim, in the Army. I won't go into any more detail on them because if I did, I'd use up the rest of this tape. But I've now been a battalion exec for about 15 months, I guess. So I'm going to change jobs and move up and work for Colonel Snell, who is now our present brigade commander. He's a real fine guy, and I think I'm going to enjoy my job. I won't say too much more about it other than that. I am looking forward to it and getting away from the battalion. I guess I'm getting a little stale right now and had just about all I can take, I suppose, that particular job. I did enjoy it and had a great deal of fun while I was working down there, but I will be moving up, as I said, Monday. Haven't been doing too much today. Like I say, today was actually my first day of leave. I was off Friday and Saturday. Just taking it easy. We had a big inspection last week in one of the companies, and I was primarily in charge of that. And the company came out okay. We passed our inspection. But officially, of course, today's my first day of leave. I might, before I forget it here, pass on a couple of things to you. You know, I was telling you about that we ordered Scott a real nice drum from Sears. He's been wanting one pretty bad. So tonight we were sitting at the table, and Scott was in the kitchen. Judy and I was there. He said, talking about his drum, you know,
wanting his drum. And he says, you know, he says, this is the kind of wish that I'd have ordered that drum from Sears. I think he's a little bit leery in taking his chances and Santa Claus bringing it to him and, in order to be sure that he wouldn't get it. Why, he said that he wished that he'd ordered it from Sears. And then, of course, he came right back and said, well, said if Santa Claus doesn't bring it, why, he said, so I'll just get it from Sears. Sears was Santa Claus, too, but he's real cute. I wish you could have seen him when he said that. Judy made a real big, fine pot of soup tonight, good vegetable soup. Boy, I tell you, I eat two or three great big bowls of it. Man, was it ever good. She cooked on that all day, and it turned out real fine. And then later on this evening, we made another batch of cream candy. And Lou, hun, it looked like it turned out okay. We didn't pull it quite as long as you normally pull yours, but I think it looks all right. At least it appears to be. So I hope it creams out okay by end of morning. And I think we're going to start making some now here as we go along. Judy wants to give some of it out to some of the girls as Christmas presents. And we did away with that last batch we made up. That is, it's gone. It's been eaten. But we're going to start making some more now because the weather is real cold and has been so for about the last 2 weeks. And I've been expecting to wake up every morning and find a little bit of snow on the ground or find maybe a foot or two, as cold as it is right now. But the way it seemed today, the air is getting to be a little bit damp, and of course it's still cold. And this morning I suppose there was about a quarter of an inch frost on the car, so I don't know if that's any indication or not, but it looks like it is going to snow here now just about any day. I had another little problem with Otto today, Jim. Saturday, man, that thing started making noise about like that blue darter you got. And boy, you could hear me coming down the street about 2 miles off, I guess. And I opened up the hood, and it looked to me like that the pulley on the air conditioner was that the noise was coming from. And I thought, well, no problem. I don't need that air conditioner anyway here. And of course, this was Saturday afternoon, and the garage is closed then. And I thought, well, Monday, I'll take it down and get them disconnected and make sure that I won't hurt anything when I take it off. Rather me try to do it myself. So anyway, I took it down early this morning as soon as he opened up, and this guy checked it, and he said, no, he said, that's not that pulley on that air conditioner. He said, that's a water pump. So turned the car back off, or the engine off, and reached down and grabbed that fan, the water pump fan. And, man, it was just as loose as a goose. So had to go get a water pump, and that cost me about $10, I guess. And by the time he got it all in, and I'd lost a little bit of water also. And she ended up running me about $18-$19 to get that fixed. But it sounds real good now, so I guess I'm in good shape now for another month. Of course, that old buggy's it's 5 years old now, but I'm going to run that thing till I see the wheels passing in front of me going down the road, and then I'll know it's time to trade it in. At least that's what I've been telling Judy. One thing I hate to do, man, that's buy a new car. So other than that, while she's in good shape, I think she'll last me for a little bit longer. I'd rather put in $15-$20 on one than have to pay out that $60, $70, $75 a month car payments. I sure do dread the day I have to do that. Well, let's see. Scotty just got up and walked through the room here a minute. Let me get up and close their door. Well, listen, go back on one other quick item here before I go on, just to mention that, as I say on those items that I wanted you to try to get for me, Jim, on that racing set, is just get them a speed control that I mentioned to you on the other side of the tape here, and that's all that I care about getting, because we've got them some daggone much stuff now. They got more than... And really, I guess we should have gotten them, but this is going to be probably Scott's last Christmas, so we wanted to kind of do it up for him, and we've really got him quite a bit of things. So I'm sure he'll be anxious to get on the tape here Christmas morning and let you know just exactly what all he's got. Judy went over to Hen Owl today and did a little more shopping, and she's picked him up a real cute flashy toboggan, and so we'll be sure and get some pictures of them out on their skis. I only hope now that we do get a good snow between now and Christmas Day, so, because I'm sure, boy, with those skis, they're going to want to get out, and particularly Scott, and give it a try, because you know how he'll try anything just about. Well, I don't know here what else. I might get a little bit sleepy, and I'm usually in bed this time of night, 11 o'clock, but let me see here. I guess football season's about over with right now. Of course, you're still going to be seeing some pro games right on up through. But looks like Ohio State's going to be the number one team in the nation, and probably without a doubt, I guess, going undefeated there. Of course, I was reading this morning in the paper, take like Penn State, they've played 10 games, and I suppose, though, when you come right down to it and compare the schedules, that Ohio State played a little tougher schedule maybe than they did. So I guess all things considering, probably they are the top team right now in the nation. Of course, that'll be proven on New Year's Day. But I guess talking about New Year's Day, I can imagine where you're going to be in front of that big colored TV, really spending the entire day taking in all the ball games. Talking about that, I had one. Oh, yeah. I saw in the paper this morning where UK was taken by about 10 points by North Carolina. Kind of hated to see that this early part of the season. Yet again, it might be the best thing for them to lose one in the early part of it, and then maybe old Rupp can get them together and they can keep right on going. So I don't know what kind of team they've got. Of course, they were picked in the top 10, I think, in the preseason ratings, and we're running about third here until they got beat a couple of nights ago by North Carolina. It looks like UCLA is going to be the big team to beat again this year, so would be good to, again, watch some of that basketball on TV. Well, hi, folks. This is the next day. Today's the 10th, and I just finished eating lunch. Judy took the boys down to PX to do a little Christmas shopping, so they were a little bit excited. I suppose by now she's taken them all back and dropped them off at school. But had me another good bowl of that homemade soup Judy made last night. Boy, that was the best soup, and it turned out real good. We got a real beautiful day today. I don't know if we're going to get any snow here in Germany or not. But man, there's not a cloud in the sky. The sun's shining, and it's warmed up considerably from what it has been for the last two or three days. But still, would be nice, if it kindly held on like this for a few more days, and then come sometime maybe next week, why get a little start getting a little snow rather, and get a little more Christmas spirit flying around here. But I'm sure by Christmas time, why it's going to come a real good snow, because we're way overdue. We've had one little snow flurry this winter, and one day it barely did cover the ground. I say cover the ground, just a real thin coat on it was about all, and that only lasted for about a day. It was rather windy, and so it just blew away almost as soon as it came down. But we haven't had any snow to speak of at all whatsoever. So I don't know whether we're going to get any or not. At least I do hope so, Christmas Day. As I was telling you about those skis we bought the boys, and I know they're going to be tickled to death whenever they see those under the tree. Of course, both the boys being up as old and as big as they are right now, we've decided this year to just about turn Christmas over to them as far as the decorating of the tree, and man, they've really been going all out for it, getting some of their things together. And Judy's bought them a few little trinkets to put on it, little horns and things of that nature. So we're going to let them do the decorating all by themselves and put on it ever what they want to. They got to talking here a while back of wanting to decorate the tree and ever how they wanted to do it. So we're going to turn it over to them, and I imagine it's going to be a sight to see. We've always had either one type color for our Christmas tree. Judy's got a gold setting, which she has all gold bulbs and things like that, and then a green one, and a couple of times we've had all blue one, and it's awfully pretty that way. And but we've always flocked one, of course, or painted it white or something like that. But Judy's pretty good about those sort of things. But anyway, we thought that since this was more likely going to be particularly Scott's last Christmas, that we'd definitely make the most out of it and really go all out for him and let him do everything themselves. So I'm anxious to see how it's going to turn out. We plan on decorating the tree about Sunday. Saturday afternoon, we're going to go up to the club and decorate the club up. So most of us will be up there. And then Sunday, well, I think we're going to get our tree and let the boys go ahead and put it up. Because well, this is about to run out, folks. So I'm going to say goodbye. Therese and Jen, I know you're looking forward to your Christmas vacation. So Lou, hun, we'll be seeing you later on. So I hope all of you have a real fine Christmas. And bye for now.